Begin seated in a chair. Take a moment to consider your sacrum and its place in relation to feet. Allow your hands to be resting on your thighs with the palms facing down. Take a moment to become mindful or aware of your breath. Let the fingers lengthen away from the wrists in your thinking. Consider letting the thumb side of the wrist fall slightly inward as your elbows release out and slightly down. Letting the palms widen as your back widens. Consider the glenohumeral heads nestled in the socket gently as you fold in your elbows and create your hands in a prayer position in which your pinky fingers and fingertips, thumbs make contact, leaving space in the middle of the hands. In this position, think about letting the fingers lengthen away from wrists, thumb side of wrists falling slightly inward towards the thumb, and the elbows release out and slightly downward. Letting the palms widen as you consider the back widening. Press your hands together tightly and notice what happens in the head, neck, shoulders, wrists, breathing. Let that go and come back to that easy prayer. Coming back to letting the palms widen as the back widens, begin to lengthen the fingers away from wrists as you make continued firmer contact with one hand towards the other, while widening in the back, widening in the palms, fingers lengthening away from wrists. Discover the ease in the neck, shoulders, elbow, back. And then take the hands on a bit of a hand dance as one hand leads and the pressure begins to feel firm between one hand and the other. Consider palms widening as the back widens. Fingers lengthen away from wrists. Bring your hands to a neutral place and an easy contact. Return to an awareness of sacrum in relationship to feet. Letting the palms widen and let the elbows release out and slightly downward to initiate the hand release. Letting the hands rest on the thighs like open seashells with the palms facing up. In palms facing up, consider letting the palms widen as the back widens. Thumbs are easy. Flip the hands down and come to rest.